T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nina and Gabe in studio right now, or half in studio, half kind of in studio, and then Drex will be back with us on Friday. And I say halfway kind of in studio right now because this is the coolest thing. These are the moments when I'm like, mind blown. Technology is the coolest thing ever, because there's this little box that's portable and is allowing me to broadcast right now from my hotel room in Orlando, Florida.
So are you playing with your box right now?
No, my box is just chilling.
I'm
the knobs
about,
are
like,
already set.
Yeah, oh, it's all set already. Okay.
The knobs are already set to go. We had a little mini emergency this morning, but we got it all figured out. So, it's very convenient. I've never experienced anything like this before. It's kind of awesome. If you want, you can check out my socials at Nina on the Air. I've kind of posted a little bit so you can see what it looks like. But I'm here because I'm radio nerding for the week is essentially what it is. It's a convention. It's the National Association of Broadcasting. I know, blah, blah. But I'm speaking on a panel tonight. I was asked to come down and do that. And it's cool just to share my story and kind of to speak on behalf of women in broadcasting. And anytime I can do stuff like that, I get really excited. So Speaking to my peers is a little nerve-wracking, but that's tonight. So That's why I'm here.
So you're by yourself, though, right now, right?
Yeah, I'm by myself.
So what was yesterday like? Were you just chilling? You're like walking around city walk in Orlando, or what were you doing?
No, I didn't leave the hotel. I mean, I didn't have that much time. And at that point, I was like, I'm just going to go get a little drink and get myself some dinner. So I went downstairs and I walked through the lobby. And it's funny because this particular hotel at this moment, I think there's another convention here too. It's like all men. So I walked through this bar and I felt like fresh meat just like showing up at the grocery store. Everybody's eyeing it like, ooh, how do I get that? And I was like, this isn't like a, oh, look at me thing. This is just, you could have put anybody in that room and all the dudes would be like, whoa. Sure. So I kind of sit at the bar and I hide. And then there's this one older gentleman that makes his way to the bar. And I could kind of like see him out of the corner of my eye, but I'm staying on my cell phone because I just didn't feel like being social in that moment. I just got off of a plane. Then I get up and I move to another bar and where the restaurant is so I can eat my dinner. And I'm the same gentleman from the first bar makes
follows
his way
you?
Over. Yeah, makes his way. I don't know if he was following me intentionally.
Oh, it
but
sounds
this time
like he was following you intentionally.
But I'm like getting hunted. So, you know, it wasn't two seats away from me like he was at the first bar. This time he sits right next to me. So, all right. I'm now a couple glasses of wine in. I'm feeling a little bit more chatty than I was originally. So, you know, we start talking.
Wait. Who says something what? First?
He did.
Okay.
He goes, oh, so you ordered the halibut?
Solid.
I was like, yeah, I ordered the halibut. So, I mean, it's kind of funny. He reminded me of my dad. He was like my dad's age. So he comes, he sits down next to me, super nice. His name's Gino. I made friends with the Gino, super Italian. And we were having a conversation. And then he ordered the Dover sole. So we both got fish. And when his fish came, he's like, hey, you want a bite? You got to try this. Like, have the first bite.
Oh, stop it. He said that?
Yeah.
Did he feed you?
I have never... No, it's not like I was a baby sitting there and he's just picking
it
up and shoving it in.
He said
he
reminded you of your dad, so I don't know if he thought
you
were his daughter.
Oh, that's weird. Now you had to go make it so weird.
Wait, so what'd you do?
I ate it.
Wait a second.
I legit ate.
You said you were a couple glasses of wine in. Were you like 7 glasses of wine in?
No, I probably was about 2.5 now. So I'm probably about 2.5. And wine really affects me. Like tequila, vodka, I'm fine. I can still be standing up straight. But for some reason, like wine really affects me. So I was feeling like good. So I did. I had a bite of this man's Dover sole. And it was delicious. Side note.
You ate his
soul. And
then
I felt obligated. I ate his soul. I did. So then I felt obligated to offer him my halibut.
No, you didn't.
Eat it.
Oh
yeah, I did.
And he ate it?
No, he didn't eat it.
Oh, I was like, what are the two of you doing? What is going on here? Why are you eating off of random people's plates?
That's a great question. I mean, it can't be that weird though, right? Like you eat off of people's plates. That's a normal thing, right?
Maybe people that I know. Maybe people that I don't know. Maybe
hold on.
Somebody
312.
You're opening this up to the live.
Hold on. Yeah, I am. 312-591-9696. Have you ever eaten food off of somebody's plate? Maybe it was a stranger. Maybe it wasn't.
Oh my gosh. I would love to hear this. I would love for someone to call. I cannot imagine someone's going to call up and be like, yeah, I was at the restaurant the other day and I just reached over and, okay, so maybe French fries. Maybe I could see French fries. But a damn fish?
Well, so the fish, this was the first time I did it, was with the fish. But there was a time that I was at Parlor Pizza right by my place in the West Loop. I was with a couple of my friends and this guy ordered some dip, some like artichoke dip. My girl Randy Tyler, who does afternoons, his wife Randy's like, hey, that dip looks really good. She ate his dip. He offered her to try it, and she did. So I remembered that at the moment that I ate the sole, so I didn't feel as weird.
Every time you say you ate his sole, it cracks me up inside.
I know, for real, right? 312-591-9696. Have you ever eaten food off of somebody's plate, maybe that you didn't even know?
I will say this, Nina. This is interesting. The lines are actually, people are actually calling in for this. I cannot believe that people are eating off of random people's plates.
See, you judgmental person, this is how you see the world.
Or I'm just a safe person and I don't want to die by eating somebody else's food. I will say this. I have done this where I've been like at a Bears tailgate. Or maybe a White Sox tailgate. And then it'll be time for the game to kind of start. And people have excess food there. So sometimes people will be friendly in those kind of situations to be like, hey, does anybody want any burgers or anybody want any chicken?
That's the same thing. That's the same thing.
Is it though?
It's totally the same thing. And maybe even sketchier because maybe they like sprinkled a little something on that. This time I know the soul came right out of the kitchen.
Oh, geez. All right. Matt from the South Side. Nina is a stranger eater.
I'm yes, a stranger absolutely. Eater. Gabe, I'm on your side on this one. No, Nina, you can't get away with this. You can't just eat off of some random people's plates and think it's okay.
He offered. Like, that's come on, I didn't want to be rude.
That almost makes it creepier. Like, is this guy going around offering food to random people? Nina. Chicago, there's some creeps out there, just like every city, but you just got to watch your back, okay? Don't be eating random people's food.
I like this. Matt's bringing up a good point here.
Stop yelling at me. No, I mean, I see your point.
Nina, do you remember what happened last night?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure that it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Thanks for the call, Matt. Sarah in Wooddale. So you agree with Nina. You've eaten a stranger's plate before.
So I actually haven't, but a friend of mine, we were at a restaurant one time, and she wasn't really sure what she wanted to order. And she had looked over and she was like, oh, that plate looks really good. And I was like, okay, well, maybe just ask them what they ordered. And then she was like, hey, what did you order? Can I taste it? And like, asked them to like taste it. And they were like, sure. And I was like, oh my God, you're so embarrassing.
I would have been so embarrassed. What kind of food was it, Sarah?
It was Three Arts Cafe in Gold Coast.
Okay.
We had just been there like the first time, so we really weren't sure what kind of food there was. And it was a fish of the day. I think it was like a rainbow trout. And they're like, oh, man, like that looks really good. I'm going to ask them. I'm going to try it. And I was like, no. This is the first time
that's
I'm here.
So,
it's really nice area.
So embarrassing. Sarah, I would have been so
like,
embarrassed.
She goes, it's a nice area.
I know.
This is a nice area. You're going to embarrass me like that. Don't do that.
Sarah, you came all the way from the Northwest side. You came all the way from the Northwest side to go to the Gold Coast, and look what she did to you.
Exactly. She's never coming out with me again.
That's hilarious. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
But now she knows. Now she knows if that was worth ordering or not. You know, these are the things.
The funny part is,
as I'm doing this and I'm having the bite of this sole, again, I ate a stranger's meat or fish last night. And there's one side of me that's like one side's the devil and one side's like real life. And the other side was like my mom being like, stranger danger.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Yes, Nina. You were at a random hotel bar eating food. And a gentleman, because let's not forget, if you're just joining us, this guy was with Nina at the bar, and then when Nina went to the restaurant, he followed her to the restaurant, then sparked up a conversation, and then offered you his soul.
Gino offered me his soul, and I ate it.
Andrea in Oswego, what do you think about what Nina did yesterday?
I think it was okay. I was in Peoria, Illinois, for a trip once, and I was at Chicago Pizzeria restaurant. It was right on the Illinois River. And I was sitting at the bar. There was a girl sitting next to me. She ordered a dirty vodka martini, and she leaned over and was like, do you want to try it? And I'm like, sure, why not? So I took a sip and it was phenomenal.
Now,
and
that's,
I loved it ever
so good.
Since. I order it all the time now.
Now, that's interesting to me because, you know, most people don't want to drink after someone else. At least if you're eating the food, you have your own fork. You can cut your own piece off. But a drink, yeah. I mean, now you're like, you got like bacteria and baba everywhere. Like,
yeah, I took a little sippy sip.
But I think you're safe, though, because it's vodka. It's alcohol. It kills the germs.
Oh, stop it.
There you go.
Don't encourage people to do that. Andrea, how long after that sip did you get a little cold sore on your lip?
I did.
Ew,
not.
Gabe.
No cold sores. None.
Okay,
she's
good.
Fine.
I'm playing.
And
it.
She's better for it.
You know we're joking with
but
you.
Yeah, and now I love it. It's like my go-to drink now.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
See?
This
game
is
game changing. Eat a stranger's food or drink their drink.
All right.
Game changer.
312-591-9696. We're going to go ahead and take more of your calls because this is absolutely ridiculous. Nina, tell them what you did again.
I'm in Orlando right now, and last night I was at a bar, made friends with a guy named Gino. He offered me a bite of his sole, his Dover sole fish, and I took it. So I know I'm not the only person that's eaten off of a stranger's plate. 312-591-9696. We'll hear more of your stories next on B96.
Nina likes it Screw. Off somebody else's plate.
Oh, yes, I do. I did last night anyways. Hold on. We will tell you about that in a second. Because we don't just like it, though. We love that Cardi B is going to be at the Pepsi Jingle Bash. Side note, if you haven't heard, you just did. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at Ticketmaster.com. Now, about that, eating food off of somebody else's plate. Nina and Gabe right now on B96. Last night, I did that. I'm in Orlando. I'm in Orlando for the rest of the week doing some work stuff. But I went to the bar last night to have some dinner, a little glass of wine. And there was this guy that kind of followed me from the first bar in the lobby to the bar at dinner and sat next to me. He's older, kind of like my dad. And he and I started having a conversation. I made a friend. His name is Gino. He's super Italian, super nice. And he ordered the Dover sole. I ordered the halibut. He ordered the sole. And he's like, you got to try this. It's so good. And I looked at it and it looked really good. He's like, you have the first bite. I was like, okay.
So weird.
I've never eaten off of a stranger's plate before.
Weird.
Never in my life. But I said, sure, I'm going to try your soul. I'm going to eat your soul.
Oh, you ate it.
So I did.
You ate it. You ate the fish.
I ate it. It was really, really good.
Now, the thing here for me, Nina, is did you do the, like, you know, the obligatory, oh, no, I'm good. Thank you. First, or did you just go right in and say yeah?
I thought about it for a second. And I was like, you know, I kind of just bought time by looking at it and saying, it looks really good. And then I was like, what am I going to do here? And I was like, screw it. I'm going to eat the soul.
Look at that. You know what, though, Nina? Maybe this is just an Italian thing. Nancy from the South Side, you're Italian, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so what? You do this or you do not do this?
No, I agree with Nina. It's an Italian thing. It's just automatic. You have good food, you want to share. It's just like, oh, my gosh, this is so good. You have to try a bite.
I understand. And this, especially because they were having a conversation with one another. So they were already chummy.
Yeah,
we were a couple glasses of wine in.
His food came. It's like, oh, my gosh, you have to try this. And he was kind enough. Here's the first bite. It wasn't like he's eating his food and here's the first bite. You have to try it. It's an automatic Italian thing.
Okay. And his name was Gino, so maybe it was the case. Thanks for the call, Nancy.
Yes.
Natalie in Des Plaines. So you were like Nina, or you were the opposite of Nina. A stranger reached over and grabbed your food. You didn't ask them?
Yeah.
What?
So I was it was, we were just coming back from a night of drinking. It was at my best friend's boyfriend's house, and he had a bunch of strangers with him. And there was a couple seated right next to me, and I'm midway eating. The girl reaches over, grabs something, so I get mad at her, just keep going. And I'm on my very last bite, and the guy who's sitting next to her, I think her boyfriend, I think in her defense, too, reaches over past her, over to my plate, grabs my last bite of food.
What kind of food was it?
It was like French toast. It didn't matter. It was drunk food. Like, I needed to eat that.
Oh, so he was drunk. You forgot to leave that part out.
Yeah.
He was wasted.
Yeah,
okay.
We had all been drinking.
And that's the thing with Nina, too.
That would have started a... Right. But mine was, like, innocent. Hers would have started a fight. If somebody took my last bite, like, that's no-no. Even my friends can't take my last bite, you know?
Selfish.
Like, that's sacred.
You're selfish.
That's sacred.
You're selfish.
That is not selfish.
Thanks
that
for
is
the
sacred.
Call, Natalie.
Thanks,
Erica,
Natalie.
On the South Side, are you like Nina? Are you willing to take food off a stranger's plate, or is that like a big no-no for you?
I'm so happy I got on the line with you guys. But I am like Nina. I agree with most things she says, so.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww. You call all the time, but, girl, like every day, please.
But I do have a story. I was on the South Side. I think it was after a night of drinking. I wasn't drunk, though, but I'm going to put that out there.
Of course
and,
not.
And this guy, I was cute that day, though. And this guy, he had came up to me. He was really handsome. And he was like, can I have a bite? I think I was doing like a taco or a burrito or something. And I was like, sure. Like, if you really want a bite. And he was like, yeah. So he grabbed it, and I, like, held it into his mouth, and he bit it. And then I finished eating.
Mm, that sounds sexy.
Now, wait, let me ask you the real question.
I got a question, too. You go first, Nina.
So, but did he get the real bite later?
Oh, jeez.
No, we, like, hugged after. I think my friends that I was with was so weirded out by it that he kind of, like, lingered away.
Yeah, that would have made me feel weird, too. Erica, here's my question, and this is a very important one. I'm sure you in the car have the same one. You said you were eating tacos or a burrito. Did he eat from the same side as you? Like, did he take the bite right after you, or did he take it from the other side?
Yeah, no, it was the same side. And I was like, is this weird? And I was like, no, it's probably not.
Break up with him. If he's eating from the same side and he just met you, who knows where his mouth's been? Right, Nina?
Wait, but that's like this. I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking it was like a movie, right? Like, that's a sexy part. And then, like, a little juice drips on his face, and you just take your finger and you wipe it off. And it's like,
okay.
So then you fast forward and we're getting married.
Look at that. You and Erica are two peas in a pod right now.
But Nina's guy followed her from another place, so he probably wanted her soul. So,
thanks girl. For the call, Erica. You did
that
eat,
wasn't
you did
gonna
eat his
happen.
Soul. You did eat his soul.
I did eat his soul, but that wasn't like that. Oh. Not even. Well, I want Erica's situation.
Oh, stop it. I'm glad that you're not sick, though. That's a good thing.
No, I was the first bite. Remember?
Well, no, I'm just saying in general. You don't know what he did. You don't know this guy. If you're just joining us, Nina ate yesterday some food off of a random stranger's plate that offered her, and she thought there was nothing wrong with that.
Well, because we made friends. His name's Gino. We were drinking a little wine together. His meal came, and he offered me his first bite, so I ate it.
All right.
And so we're talking about how it's not a weird thing.
It's not. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.